In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The story of the Bible is the story of people who find themselves in the wilderness. After the Exodus from Egypt, the people wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Eventually, they made it to the Promised Land, but there came a generation who did not live out the reality of God's promises in the ways that they loved their neighbors. The poor still cried out. The widow and the orphan were not looked after. The immigrant was not welcomed. In vain, the Israelites invoked God's name over a society full of suffering and injustice. And so that failed kingdom ended, and the people were carried off into exile, into a wilderness existence that reflected more accurately the absence of the reign of God in their lives. Not the absence of God, the absence of the reign of God in the people's choices and habits. And in the wilderness, the people's eyes were opened and they began to pay attention once more to God. In the wilderness, the prophet Isaiah spoke, as we heard this evening, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God." Even in exile, the prophet cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God." The prophet describes the road-building crew that might precede an important state visit. Maybe like when Premier Kosygin and President Johnson came to Glassboro. Or perhaps the Corps of Engineers, who's preparing the way for a great army. "Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." So the people, the Israelites, are in the wilderness. They are far from home, but God is not far off. Even there in Babylon, God is already present with God's people, preparing to enact God's mighty will of liberation in great acts of freedom, salvation, comfort, recompense, and pastoral care that will reshape the entire world. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. God's people keep finding themselves in the wilderness. It's almost like that's what it means to be God's people. The wilderness is the place that steals from us our protective shields, our assurance, and our easy confidence about what's true and what's right. The wilderness exposes us. It makes plain our weakness, our ignorance, our obstinance. Now, some of us, like Elsie Hole, may she rest in peace, some of us like to embrace a little wilderness by spending lots of time outdoors, hiking and camping and hunting. And we learn our weak spots when we do that. Others of us are thrust into the metaphorical wilderness by a change of jobs, by moving off to go to college, by joining the military, or by a radical restructuring of our families by birth or death, marriage or divorce. Sometimes we enter the wilderness full of joy and anticipation. Sometimes we enter the wilderness with broken hearts. Sometimes we enter with curiosity and wonder. Nearly always, we enter the wilderness with fear. The wilderness is a place of challenge, of change, of growth, and of destiny. The wilderness is the place where we are stretched, sometimes beyond what we thought we could bear, and then we're invited to stretch some more. The wilderness is the place where we discover repentance, change, doing and being and believing differently than we did before. In the wilderness, we reevaluate our past, and sometimes we choose to embrace a new vision of the future. The wilderness is the place that breaks up our preconceptions, demolishes what we thought were our limitations, and invites us to a whole new encounter with God. The wilderness rips up the tidy certainties of our lives, lays low the mountains of our idolatries, and fills in the valleys of our despondence to build a new, straight road, to make a level place on which we are met by God. It is in the wilderness, in those arid, desert, hard places in our lives, where we become available to be encountered by God in a new and life-giving way. One of the times I experienced this was when I was in college. I had a challenging passage through my teen years, but it was precisely there in the wilderness of that season that I began to make the faith I had inherited from my parents my own. There in the wilderness, God used a community, a church, to reveal God's self to me in a new way, through relationships, through scripture, through prayer. And it was there, right there, in the wilderness, that God built something new in my life. This is the story of the Bible. And that story became your story when you were baptized. If you find yourself in the wilderness today, and in 2020, which of us doesn't? I'm sorry. It's a hard place to be. But I'm also glad for you, because God is right there with you in that wilderness. And the more desolate your wilderness, the bigger the work God is doing in your life. We don't have to like the wilderness places in our lives. I don't think we're supposed to. We pray for them to go away, and rightly so. But even in the wilderness, especially in the wilderness, even today, God is present. This is what the Israelites discovered, what John the Baptist proclaimed, what the church affirms to us today. God is present. God is present in the good times, yes. Even more importantly, God is present in the wilderness. Emmanuel, God is with us, even and especially in the wildernesses of our lives. This is what was meant by the incarnation of Jesus Christ, whose birth and second coming we look forward to as we journey through Advent together. Amen.